Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you're ready to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel your hands warming as you slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Feel the energy in the ball growing. Move your hands apart again. Then towards each other. Let go of the energy ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. The stream of energy warms your back, and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. The loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy flows up into your neck. Feel your neck warm and soften. Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes, and between your eyebrows. The loving energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head. Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you, from your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Bus on Break. Light slipped into the garage where Bobby the bus slept. The bright yellow bus yawned, wondering what was going on. As the doors opened, Bobby recognized the breathtaking sight of the sun rising and knew it was early in the morning. The yellow bus didn't have much to do during summer break, especially not early in the morning. Then he heard, "Good morning, Bobby." It was the bus's driver. Now, Bobby's curiosity increased. The driver announced, "Guess what? We're going to drive the kids to day camp." Bobby's engine rumbled to life excitedly. What a wonderful surprise! As Bobby drove out of the garage, he could feel the warmth of the summer sun. The bus started down a familiar road to begin his summer route. Bobby gently slowed to a stop as he spotted his first group of kids. All of the kids wore matching yellow shirts and carried colorful bags. They waved at the yellow bus and giggled as the bus's doors opened. At each stop, Bobby picked up a group of kids wearing the same cheerful yellow shirts. Before long, the bus was filled with laughing kids, eager to begin their first day of camp. As Bobby reached a familiar intersection, he almost turned to head to the school. Thankfully, his driver was there to tug the steering wheel in the other direction. Realizing he was now on a new route, Bobby paid close attention to each turn he made and the scenery. The bus drove past colorful flower gardens filled with large trumpet flowers of every color. Red, orange, and yellow flowers gently waved as the bus passed. Tree branches stretched across the road, forming a delicate arch. As Bobby drove under the tree branches, their deep green leaves shielded the bus from the hot summer sun. The yellow bus enjoyed the momentary coolness, and just as he was feeling a little chilly, Bobby drove into the sun once more. Light sparkled up ahead, and Bobby realized he was looking at the bright blue sea. He had arrived at camp. The bus slowed to a stop in front of a purple sign that read, "Welcome." Several smiling people waved as the bus opened his doors. Excited, the kids filed off the bus and over to their camp counselors. Once all the kids were safely with their counselors, Bobby's driver steered the bus to his waiting spot for the day. The bus felt the pop, pop, pop of little rocks as his tires rolled across a gravel parking lot. The driver found Bobby a lovely spot in the shade, where Bobby could look out at the waves on the sea. As the yellow bus watched the water gently splash on the rocks, he thought about how driving the kids to school and camp were the same and how they were different. Bobby had followed pretty much the same route he had used during the school year. Waiting at each stop were the same kids, and they carried bags, just as they had during the school year. In fact, things had been so similar to the school year that the yellow bus had almost taken the campers to school. However, the kids seemed to be a little more excited this morning. They were all wearing the exact same shirt. Bobby hadn't seen the kids do that during the school year. The bus also noticed that their bags held different items. Rather than books, papers, and tablets, the kids had towels and swimsuits. The bus looked out at the deep blue water and listened to the waves as they rolled across the soft white sand. Then Bobby yawned, ready for a midday rest. The bus thought of all he had to be grateful for. Bobby felt happy for the surprise of the camp route. The yellow bus felt thankful. The kids had such a happy ride to camp. Right now, Bobby felt grateful to rest in the fresh sea air. The yellow bus squeezed himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Bobby settled in. The bus took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Bobby's mind quieted and he drifted off into a deep sleep to the soothing sounds of the waves. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.